Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. An increasingly bitter feud between President Trump and the judicial branch of government has gathered strength as the administration appeals a court ruling temporarily reversing the Trump ban on travel to seven predominantly Muslim countries. President Trump speaks about his executive order that brought about the ban.
I will never forget that my responsibility is to keep you, the American people, safe and free. That's why last week I signed an executive order to help keep terrorists out of our country. The executive order establishes a process to develop new vetting and mechanisms to ensure those coming into America love and support our people, that they have good intentions.
Those opposed to the travel ban took to the streets of many U.S. cities as well as cities in other countries. This is one of the protesters outside the U.S. Embassy in London.
I think it's ridiculous. Like, so many of my friends are Muslim, and I don't agree with that at all. How can you base someone on their religion not to come to the country? Not all Muslims are terrorists. That's not true. It's not the religion. It's not the religion. It's their ideology, and that's not right.
Meantime, Mr. Trump reassured Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko in a telephone call of continued U.S. support as government forces and pro-Russia rebels battle near the Russian border. A top Iranian Revolutionary Guard commander says Tehran has conducted missile and radar exercises this weekend. The drills coming a day after the Trump administration imposed new sanctions on Iran for a ballistic missile test conducted last week. U.S. Defense Chief James Mattis called Iran the single biggest state sponsor of terrorism. This is VOA News.